Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into a very special edition of MCM Radio. I am Jerry Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, UCMiracles.com, Titans MCM. The Titans have fired general manager John Robinson in what is, honestly, a shocking move. Now, you can see how we got here, right? It's not hard to see the decisions that have been made, where this roster is, that piece of it you get. But the relationship with the organization, with John Robinson, the fact that he got a contract extension back in February, all those things make it really truly shocking that they fired him in season. Okay. Now, like I said, you look at that offensive line and how it has been constructed over the past few years, and you get it, right? You go all the way back 3 years ago, first round pick Isaiah Wilson out of the league. Second round pick Dylan Radins, who the coaching staff refuses to give a shot at left tackle. Third round pick this past year of Nicholas Petit-Frere, who has played okay at times, has been terrible at times, okay? So that is three straight drafts, first, second, third round pick, you know, it one in each draft, and you may still not have a starting offensive tackle on your team. You can't have that. You can't sustain success like that. I think that John Robinson got lucky in the Ryan Tannehill trade. I think he had no idea that Ryan Tannehill was going to be as good as Ryan Tannehill has been for this team. And say what you want about Ryan Tannehill, but for the majority of the last 3.5 regular seasons, he has been good. I think he got lucky there, and I think if that trade hadn't have worked out the way that it did, I think this move probably would have happened earlier, and he would have never gotten that contract extension. Look, the offensive line is just one piece of it. You've got Caleb Farley, who was a first-round pick, who had all the back problems, who now is on IR with a back issue. You've given a bunch of money to a running back, and we're all fine with that. Derrick Henry deserves that money. If they're going to run the offense through Derrick Henry, then that's fine. But when the offensive line is terrible and you can't get the run game going, that's wasted money at that point. Look at the receivers they've brought in over the last couple of years. They traded a second for Julio Jones. He obviously just can't play anymore. They traded, and that was a late pick for Robert Woods. But, his answer for the weapons on this team was to bring in Robert Woods. And Robert Woods hasn't been good. He hasn't been good. Now, there are extenuating circumstances around him that, hurt his ability to be good. But he hasn't been good. And that was the answer when the Titans were certainly depleted at receiver. Now, you couple that with the fact that he traded A.J. Brown on draft night. So this is after he had Robert Woods. The Titans honestly needed to draft a receiver in the first round to put with Robert Woods and A.J. Brown. But instead of that, they traded A.J. Brown and they drafted Treylon Burks, who I think Treylon Burks is going to be a good player, but you still don't have enough, especially when you have injuries like this team has had. I would be interested to know how much, Sunday in Philadelphia contributed to this move. Because I don't know if you've seen the video, but there's a video going around yesterday on Twitter of the Eagles fans turning around and flipping the bird at or double birds, whatever, at the Titans owner's box during that game. I don't know how much that played into it. I don't know how much the A.J. Brown situation, what he's done this year with the Eagles, played into it. I am curious to know, though, because, we got sold the story after A.J. left, or after A.J. was traded, that, basically he wouldn't call the Titans back. He wanted to be the highest paid receiver in the league. I still believe that there could have been some middle ground that could have been reached there had the relationship been better from the beginning. And I think what we see a lot of times, and I think this is probably John Robinson's biggest downfall, is he came from the Patriots. He came from the Patriots way, which is no players bigger than the organization, and basically all parts interchangeable and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's fine when you have Tom Brady, right? When you have Tom Brady, who can make up for deficiencies, because we've seen what the Patriots roster looks like without Brady there, They've struggled since Brady left. Their roster's not that good. Bill Belichick has not been that good as a general manager. So you can't take that same philosophy and just, you know, make a carbon copy and do it in Tennessee when you don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? I think that's been part of the thing is, well, if A.J. Brown wants more than we have, you know, as the market for him, we can't go over that, and we don't need to. We'll draft a rookie receiver, plug him in, it'll be fine, no big loss. I think you've seen a little bit of that. But like I said, there have been so many whiffs in the draft. There have been, and he's hit. Don't get me wrong. This is all this is not to say that he's been terrible, because he wasn't. And he was way better on days 2 and 3 and really with undrafted guys than he was at the top of the draft. But the problem with that is you can't sustain success with that going on. And we've seen what the cliff looks like for this team, you know, coming in into what we have next year with an offensive line that might have to replace 4, 5 starters, at least 3 probably, you know, and so there's a lot of, there's just a lot of stuff going on there that played into this decision. Like I said, I'm surprised that it happened today in the middle of the season. I didn't see that coming, and honestly, I thought that he would get another year to kind of right some of these wrongs and try to turn this thing around, but that's not what happened. And I'll say this about Amy Adams Strunk. She does not mess around. For all of the narrative when she first took over that she doesn't care about this team, that she doesn't care, whatever. Like, she gave him a contract extension in February. And assuming there's no scandal here, assuming that she didn't fire him, you know, for cause, she's going to have to pay him whatever money she gave him back then. Like, he's going to be owed all of that money. We saw it with Mike Mularkey. The Titans made the playoffs. She fired Mike Mularkey because she realized that the Titans had hit the ceiling for what they were going to be with Mike Mularkey at the helm. Okay? So she cares about winning. She cares about this organization. She wants this organization to be among the best in the league. And, you know, right or wrong, whatever, that is how she operates, and those are the decisions that she's making. So give her credit for that, man. I mean, she cares. She cares about winning and about this franchise. And like I said, when you step back and look at it, it's not a dumb decision. It's not a dumb decision. He has not been good enough. This roster is a disaster, and it's being held together right now by a bad division and by a quarterback that's playing well. Once this quarterback leaves, I don't know what they're going to be able to do from there with the deficiencies they have across the board. So, listen. I mean, you know what? She saw a problem. She addressed it. Going to make a move going forward. We'll see how it turns out. But, I mean, just like I said, I had to jump on here because this is obviously a huge thing that, you know, for the people, even the people that were, I mean, I've been more critical of John Robinson than most people. But even myself, like I didn't see this coming, especially not in the middle of the season. So I had to jump on, talk a little bit about that. We will have plenty more about this over the next few days at Music Miracles. We are already working on compiling lists of candidates, both internal and external, that the Titans should consider as they look to hire their next GM. And the good thing is, by not waiting until the end of the year, they get a head start on researching candidates, all that kind of stuff, to bring in the next guy. And you don't have to be in the mix with everybody else. They can kind of get a head start, a jump out on that process, so to speak. All right, that'll do it for this edition, this very special edition of MCM Radio, at J. Morris MCM, at Titans MCM. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back at you again tomorrow.